rejuvenating is important because it relates to the topic that I felt like I brought it up. You were like, "Ooh, that's gonna be kind of deep," but talking about love. Mm. So we know that around this time of the year, there's I don't know why I kind of like I low key rolled my eyes and I'm.
It's so commercialized.
Yes, I feel like the whole Valentine's Day thing is heavily commercialized.
Yes.
In a sense that sometimes, if you're not mature enough and you feel like your significant other, whether it be your boyfriend, girlfriend, or situationship or whatever, somebody done, you know, if you're getting flued out or whatever you want to call it.
Flued out?
Yeah, getting flued out. If
that's something I would say. Yeah. I be jacking up words, y'all.
Yeah, you do. But I think that can kind of misconstrue the meaning of love.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, when we talk on topics as such, I think it's very important to have both a man and a woman's perspective. But I do want to start with you. I do want to ask you, what do you think about Valentine's Day? And what does love mean to you?
It's funny, for Valentine's Day, my
hold on, babe. You said Valentine's Day.
My goodness, I told y'all I'd be jacking. I gave the disclaimer, right? Don't be blasting
Valentine's.
Me. Valentine's Day.
For the record, y'all, it is not Valentine's Day. All right, Valentine's.
I'm pretty sure I learned that from my mama.
With an
thanks,
N,
mom.
Not an M, with an N.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Valentine's Day.
My main memories go back to like elementary.
Mm.
It's not even like an adult thing for me. Mm. I don't feel like. Like I think about like the little cards and stuff you used to get in class with the little, what were those? Sweetheart? Not
yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, yeah, like sweethearts.
Yeah, the chalky
that.
Like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. For me, as I've gotten older, holidays, they just don't, not only don't feel the same, I see the marketing and everything else behind it to where you almost have to put your own meaning to it. I'm against celebrating anything.
Uh-huh.
It just, stuff just feels like another day to me now.
Mm.
And I don't know, I almost feel like things are overdone and we're like programmed to do certain things at a certain time when really those things and showing love and stuff should be continuous.
Yeah, like a...
Yeah.
Like never ending
yeah.
gestures.
Like yeah. You can go out and buy me roses, chocolate, whatever else, whatever you want on that day. I don't know. For me, Valentine's Day mm-hmm. is like childhood play, mm. like memories.
Mm.
And I'm not knocking anybody that loves to celebrate it by no means or anything. I'm just saying how...
Yeah.
I
feel, how you
about
feel about
the
it.
Day itself, even like Christmas and stuff, like yeah. holidays in general just have not been it as you get older, it makes you reevaluate the purpose behind things
yeah.
and why you do what you do. A lot of times for me, holiday, it's just about spending time with family. We need to show our love of how we show each other love.
Yeah.
Not necessarily going out there buying, doing whatever you feel like is significant. That's how I feel like we should celebrate those days and just throughout the year period. But
yeah.
I don't know. I just. Sure.
No, I mean, I think your opinion and is super valid. I was going to ask you, because I don't think I've even ever asked you this question. Do you have a bad memory for Valentine's Day?
Not a bad memory. It's just connected to old childhood boyfriends and different things. Mm. I had this one that would always buy me stuff and buy me these humongous life-size bears and different things and blankets and just all different types of gifts.
So you think that kind of just kind of like, it's like, I mean, I remember you telling me that, so I never.
You know the type of stuff I like.
Yeah, yeah, I do. You got big eyes, babe.
Yeah.
You
I
love,
like equipment.
You like equipment.
I like technology.
But you like technology, but I will say this, though. Sometimes.
I like buying stuff.
You do.
But
you
anyways.
Do. Fellas, advice to y'all. Don't just buy your woman flowers and candy.
No, it don't speak to me.
Actually,
I do
like
candy, though.
You do. But there are. I will say this. Please understand and actually research on what your lady likes.
Yeah, find out their love language. Yeah. And same thing to women. Find out your man's love
language.
The thing
is, not all women like the same things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
you feel like I'm difficult as a woman?
No.
And no, I mean in a sense of I'm not your standard.
You're not a regular degular chick.
Did it take you time to figure out?
Yes, I think is an ever evolving
thing. You're still
thing.
Finding out.
Yeah, I think we're always getting to know each other and learning about each other, but also just we're learning to like new things as well too. So yeah. I never feel like, oh, I know it all. Like, nah. The advice that I was given was to never stop dating you. Like, and not just you, but just period, as a husband, or you know, never stop dating your spouse, or even like when you were my girl too.
We're constantly
like,
learning.
Never stop dating that person. Just because you got them don't mean you got them forever. Like, you should continue to put
and
in that
too,
effort.
As we're growing and evolving, we're changing too.
Not facts.
As individuals.
Not facts.
So it's almost like we're continuing to learn each other constantly.
Yeah. And I think that's what it's all about. As I've gotten, you know, as we're growing older wise, actually, I don't even like saying growing older because we're not old. Yeah. As I'm growing up, yet still youthful, I look at love as something totally different. It's a journey for sure. There are rewards and there are gestures that should be shown without shame, without pressure.
Can I have an honesty moment?
Yeah, for sure.
So for me, I'm not a super affectionate person. Like, especially the season that we're in right now, where we're full-time entrepreneurs and really trying to figure out how, I don't even like saying the word, just we've been in survival mode, being fully honest. We have always talked to say that we don't want to be in survival mode because that's kind of how we've grown up. Yeah. More so, a lot more so from your side.
Mm-hmm.
But like, entrepreneurship is real, y'all. Like, we've had some months where I'm like, shoot, do I need to go back? And it's got reminding me, like, you're not supposed to go back. But all this to say is, from an affectionate standpoint, like, my head constantly is in work. Work mode, work mode, work mode. It's, I struggle switching that switch off to where even Dennis and I's love life, everything is hindered and affected by it because we're working at home, we're working together. So for me, it's like there's a switch that it hasn't been getting turned off, has it?
Hey guys, what's going on? Dennis Boateng here, the host of Generation of Maneuvers, with a quick message. Hey, I want to help you get prepared for Valentine's Day. I promise we do not hate Valentine's Day. We just want to help you celebrate it in a new way. We want to help you actually build memories and celebrate yourself and the people that you love all around you. So we have some links available for you to click on to find gifts that you can actually build memorable events and moments with your loved ones, whether it's your spouse, your friends, or your significant other, whichever one. So make sure you hit those links and find something memorable to celebrate your Valentine's Day, a day of love that you can also celebrate every day. All right, you guys enjoy and make sure you check out the rest of the episode. Peace.
Meaning your work switch?
Work switch to where I'm fully in like attention on relationship.
Yeah, I'll say that we've had to have conversations regarding to that, and not so much for like my own personal you know, gain or something, wanting something from you.
Like being in a marriage
but more from understanding, like, yo, we're not gonna be able to operate in this marriage as the people we're supposed to be if we're putting other things before our marriage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's funny though, because it makes me think about, I feel like in every relationship you have, there's like these little gems that are always dropped that you keep with yourself, right? So before we started dating, I had dated this girl. She said something to me. Dang, that's crazy. Because she said it to me on Valentine's Day. Like, that's crazy. I remember she said that to me on Valentine's Day. She was like, because she was like, hey, are we going to see each other? And I was like, yo, I'm not going to lie. Like, I got a lot going on right now. Nah, because at the time, like, I was working like three jobs, like going to school, like it, and like literally working three jobs, going to school. So just trying to figure it out, trying to figure me out. And I really liked her, but she simply said this to me. She was like, yo, you make time for the things that matter to you. And when she said it, I felt like, man, she just trying to make me feel bad. Is, you know, it's just another whatever. But it's true.
Yeah,
it's really true.
You do, for sure.
You gotta make time for the things like
or we,
that truly matter.
Like subconsciously make time for the things that matter. What we spend our time on is what matters most to us.
Facts.
So it's a huge indicator. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean.
And that's why I think it's very important. You gotta make time for love.
Yeah.
You truly you have to make time intentional. For love. Not the commercial.
The lovey-dovey. All the
not commercial love,
yeah,
but true love.
Genuine and like,
yeah, and
being
and
present,
being present and understanding how do
it's
you,
not about you
exactly how yeah. do you offer love yeah. right, how do you present your love yeah. so because you can't fall for what everybody else is doing mm-hmm. that's the trick right there.
Yeah, not everybody's relationship is the same thing.
It's not, and not everybody's love language is the same either.
Exactly. And you can't even taking advice, like you can't just take advice from anyone and anything, and you can't yep. let just anyone and anything in your relationship knowing about your relationship. Yeah. Me and Dennis, yeah. folks don't know. We don't. We've said this before in our other podcast. We don't talk to anybody about
our marriage, even dating, everything.
Yeah. Everything
like
we
our love life, us. Even us like. Our love life, our marriage, all of that. What we're doing right now on the podcast is a choice that we decided to make
to open up.
Because we wanted to open up and let people know, like, yo, marriage ain't no joke. Yeah. Like, it ain't easy.
It's challenging,
but it's fun, and it's a journey.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying.
When we went through marriage counseling, I remember assistant pastor asking, it was either him or his wife was up talking and was saying, hey. 5-10 years down the line, 20-30+ pounds more, whatever.
Would you still
be see yourself being with this person? And it's real, because like.
Yeah, because I done put on those 20 pounds.
A little bit more, but it's okay.
Oh. No, I have though. We have. We know.
And it's changed stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like being fully transparent and honest, like it's changed stuff. But at the end of the day, like I have to be reminded. Of one, how our union started, like it was legit God ordained.
To be honest, I don't think I wasn't looking for a relationship either.
No.
I thought that you were just a really cool person, and I was just also interested in getting to know you
because
you were very different from any girl that I had ever met. I just wanted to say that, you know, on days like a Valentine's Day or whatever season of love and everything, I think it's very important to show love to the people you love and not just your spouse, but friends.
That's one thing growing up, my dad always did. And even to this day, like he really not celebrates Valentine's Day, but he gets us all something. Mm-hmm. Like my dad
and
always
it's not
made
just
sure.
About just one person.
No, it's not. He took care of like me, my mommy, and my sister, like all the time.
I mean, but I think that's the thing that a father or a husband will do, especially if you have daughters and a wife. Do that. Parents, love on your kids, please, boys and girls. For if you're not in a relationship, man, love on your parents, love on your siblings,
love on
your friends, love on the ones around you. And also too, love on yourself. You have to learn how to love you. And be alone.
You can't love anybody else without loving yourself.
You gotta be able to live with yourself before you even give all that love out to everybody else. Like you gotta understand what love means to you.
It's no joke finding yourself while you're with someone.
Yeah, because you gotta know what you like, what you don't like. You gotta learn you. You know what I'm saying? So I think that maybe as a culture, as a community of people, as millennials or Gen Z, whatever you want to call yourself, I think we should try to normalize understanding what love is and not letting society
tell us or show us,
or ad agencies and commercials tell us what love is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shout out to the homies who do work at ad agencies and all that though. But I think that we do need to kind of change that culture of what love means, whether it's loving yourself, loving your parents, your kids, your friends, your spouse, because it's deeper than just a commercial, a jewelry commercial.
Yeah, it's more than just a day.
It's way more than just a day. Like, we need to build a love journey. If you have a special someone in your life, do not stop dating them. Don't assume that you know everything about them. Continue to learn.
Stop acting like you know everything.
Be curious. Explore. Take a journey with that person. I guess our message to everybody today, and once again, we're not experts.
No, we're just sharing our experiences.
Sharing our experience and our thoughts on and opinions on these things. Yeah. We do believe that spend that day responsibly. Love yourself. Love the people around you. Pay attention to the people around you. Ladies. If he don't get you a Birkin bag, that does not mean that he doesn't love you. Please. If he doesn't get you something expensive, that does not mean he doesn't love you. Check the man's heart. You know, check his heart. And I think that if you're able to do that and know the place that it came from, then I think that you guys will enjoy each other for a long time.